The Utah State Board of Education deliberated for about 2 hours Thursday night before voting unanimously to select Sydney Dixon as Utah's superintendent of public schools. Dixon had been filling in as interim superintendent following the resignation of Brad Smith. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The high-profile statewide public education boss oversees more than 300 employees at the State Office of Education and the public education budget, which tops out at more than $4 billion. Dave Crandall, chair of the state school board, says one of the most difficult things for any superintendent is the unexpected nature of the job.
We can look at the transgender issue, the controversy around the standards and the assessments that have kind of come to a head with the gubernatorial campaigns.
Crandall says Sydney Dixon is nimble and capable of working through unexpected issues. But he says the decision came down to her experience and ability to build relationships with the education community, the legislature, and the governor's office. Dixon is the fourth new state superintendent in 5 years. Crandall says that high rate of turnover has also been a challenge.
We're always hoping for stability and to be able to carry out the strategic plan and the direction provided by the board. Of course, the longer you have somebody in that position, the more likely you'll be able to do that.
Sydney Dixon was out of the office Friday and couldn't be reached for comment. Whitney Evans, KUER News.